the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Man, good times are back and NFL football is here to stay. Well, at least until January. Hello, everyone. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan, and welcome to the Wrestling Call-In Show. Tonight is going to be a very special night. We're going to break away from the wrestling for an episode, get into everyone's favorite sport, the NFL. Preseason football is here. That means fantasy football is here. We're going to have some fun tonight, break down the teams, go over scores from the first preseason game, talk about how folks look, bust, bargains, different draft strategies, and so forth. On the line with me, my good friend, John Canty. John, what's up, man?
What's going on, Will? How you doing tonight?
Doing good, man. Doing good, man. Man, we're going to get to your wife. We got to get to your wife before the end of this show for what she said about your Ravens. You got to get her. You there?
Say it again, Will. I'm sorry, man. I got some interference in the background.
We got to get your wife on the air before the show ends for what she said about your Ravens.
Yeah, we got to try to get her on for a guest spot, you know, to share that strong opinion that she put forth earlier tonight.
For those of you who don't know, John is a big Baltimore Ravens fan. I'm a big New Orleans Saints fan. And his wife said Baltimore is dead. They got one foot in the grave. I don't necessarily agree with that. We'll get to her thoughts on that hopefully by the end of the show. You guys can call on in 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. Co-host tonight, Big Tone, Keith Hightower, should be along with us shortly. Matter of fact, here's Mr. Hightower now. Let's go ahead and add him on line number two. Mr. Hightower, what's up, man?
What's up?
Chilling. Good to have you on. Real quick, let me head over to my other co-host, Big Tone, what's up, man? Big Tone, what's up? You there? Still gonna get Rage real quick. Rage, what's up, man?
I think they keep hanging up, Will.
I think they are hanging up. Ooh. I got another call on the 407. Grab 404 real quick. 404, speak up. Holler if you hear me. Oh, shoot. Hold on a second. There's something wrong with my Skype. Let me see if I can get Greg on. Craig, what's up, man?
What's up, Will?
All right, we got Greg Kona Jones with us. Roll over again. See if I can get Big Tone back. Big Tone, what's up, man? Man. Rage, what's up, my friend?
Boom. Hello?
Yeah, all right, Drew. All right, I got you, Brad. Oh. I got you.
Oh, sorry about that.
No problem.
Not much, just playing some video games while I listen. And for some reason, you guys are sounding like robots.
What are you playing right now?
PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
All right.
Let me see. Do I have some background here? Give me a second.
It's background noise from Greg. Greg, can you turn your phone down a little bit?
That's not me.
Does it show me, Greg?
No, it's not showing anybody. Maybe it is me. Hang on.
Let's see if I can get Terrence on the show real quick. You want me to let Terrence on? Does Terrence have a Skype? You won't let me let Terrence on. Let me see. All right. Let's do this real quick, fellas. Let's go ahead and start this. Let me see.
You gonna call us back?
Yeah, let's go ahead and start this call over so we can get everybody on. Give me about 5 minutes. I'm gonna still stay on the air, but give me about 5 minutes and we'll start over, okay?
All right.
Alright guys, we're going to go ahead and restart Skype real quickly, see if we can get everybody in, everybody gets a thought and opinions, have a good time tonight talking some NFL football. I am really, really excited for this. Let's see, alright, now we got that started there. Go ahead back to Skype very quickly and relaunch it. Give me just one moment here. And after we relaunch that, we'll go ahead and get everybody back on. Alright, there we go. Skype's coming back up. Let me log back in very quickly. Try not to have dead air here, guys. I don't know, dead air can be frustrating. Alright, let's see here. Skype is back up. Yes, sir. Back in business. First, let me go. Let's see if I can get everybody in one shot. I got Greg Jones back. Mr. Hightower, are you there?
Hello.
Got Mr. Hightower back. John, you back?
I'm in the building. Can you hear me?
John is in the building. I got you, man. I'm still trying to get Rage on. Big Tone, you with me, man?
I'm in here, baby. What's going down?
We got Big Tone. Terrence, you there, man?
Oh, is he? Yes, Terrence is here.
We got Terrence
I am
on.
Here.
We got Terrence on. I have no
he
idea.
Is I and I am
I have no idea who 862 is.
Don't
862, if you got a Skype, hit us up on Skype. Will Morgan 781 is the Skype ID. Will Morgan 781. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and put that in the chat real quick. I might have been Cash Cow. Let me get him back in there.
Yeah, Cash is in. Greg Corner Jones is in. And it says, four or five.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a good room tonight. I just put my Skype ID out there. So, you know, I'm only on Skype when I do the show. So, there's no problem for you to hit me up there. All right, guys, let's go over. First of all, are you fellas excited we got NFL football back?
Finally.
Best time of the year.
Okay, I want to go around the room real quick and get everybody's favorite team. Big Tone, I'll start with you.
Come on now, everybody knows I'm a 49er fan. I'm a diehard 49er fan. Come
there
on now.
There you go. There you go. Terrence, use your team, man.
Right now, I am actually a free agent at the moment. I'm evaluating.
Oh, my goodness.
No, he didn't.
Out here. My team, former team, the St. Louis Rams, have moved to L.A., and that does not obligate me to continue to be a fan. So right now, I am a free agent. But I am full support of Tommy Uggs and the New England Patriots. They do have my attention.
Oh, Jesus. Another
they are my number to gain my fanship.
That's the biggest crock of fair weather BS I've heard quite some time.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Greg, you repping the team, man?
Nah, I don't follow football. Just not into it.
Right. Not for everybody. We got Rage on the line. Rage, what's up, man? Rage, are you there, sir?
Man, fuck all this noise, man.
What's up, Rage? What's
fuck up? Fuck your 49ers, man. Fuck your Saints. And I'm the out. Ravens are dead. Fuck them all.
I'm out.
I'm glad finally someone has decided to join the dark side of the fucking four-time Super Bowl champs. New England Patriots,
Jesus.
Bitches.
Here we go. Oh, here we go with the cheaters.
Let me explain.
Call them cheaters. Fine, doesn't matter. You got more rings than your ass. Well, never mind.
Shut your mouth.
You got more rings, but shit. You haven't won any. Fuck you. You haven't won rings since I was born. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh.
We still got five. We never got caught cheating, and none of my boys are in jail right now.
No.
Well, you got beat by Harbaugh's younger brother, so whatever.
I'd rather get beat by them than get embarrassed and have my quarterback sitting out four games for deflating football.
Okay, guess what? Y'all ain't got the fucking proof, so still, it's a legend. And you know what? Go ahead and, Atone, go ahead and keep licking the ass of one Roger Goodell and you keep buying his bullshit.
Rage, man. Come on, dude.
Well, then if he didn't do it, and why didn't he just come out and say, hey, look, I didn't do it in the first place, instead of fighting it and going to the Supreme Court? He would be playing today.
Because why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he fight it? This motherfucker is going to... You're going to let some motherfucker try and tarnish your legacy and your reputation because he thinks you deflated some damn footballs? I would fight his ass to death, too.
He did that on his own by not opening his mouth and saying something when it first happened.
Let's put this on a parking lot for a few minutes because it's been discussed more on ESPN than any other damn topic. Mr. Hightower, who's your team, man?
You already know I'm a big tone on this one, 49ers.
Okay.
That's great.
I love Carlos Hyde, though. I love Carlos Hyde. He should bounce back this year. All right, guys. We got some preseason football scores to go over very, very quickly. Some of these games may already be over. Dallas, they were leading the Rams. Pastor Sadell's Rams. Man, I don't think you'll claim them. 24-21. That was in the fourth quarter. Titans were beating the Chargers 27-10. That was in the fourth quarter as well. Couple of finals. The Seahawks beat the Chiefs 17-16. The Falcons beat the Redskins 23-17. Philadelphia beat Tampa Bay 17-9. Baltimore beat Carolina 22-19. New England beat my boys. The Saints 34-22, even though Mark Ingram looked good. Denver beat the Chicago Bears 22-0. Detroit beat Pittsburgh 30-17. Colts beat the Bills 19-18. Oakland beat Arizona 31-10. Minnesota beat Cincinnati 17-16. Green Bay beat Cleveland 17-11. I'm just glad we got some football back. Anybody here got Super Bowl aspirations for their boys? I don't. But
absolutely, I have Super Bowl aspirations. Absolutely.
Oh Jesus!
Look, come on. Let's face facts, people.
Because he's California, so I do see Patriots back at the Super Bowl. They didn't go to Super Bowl. They go into the Super Bowl this year.
What? Because who do you expect in the AFC is gonna you know beat us? Because who the Broncos with no quarterback?
I agree. I see Tom Brady being back in the Super Bowl and him going out like the champion that he is.
Oh God!
Oh
yeah, champion.
Everybody's sucking his dick like it's going out like it's golden. That motherfucker.
I think Terrence claimed the team.
You know what though, and I may sound kind of facetious when I say this. Don't count out them Colts. Andrew Luck's coming back healthy. You got T.Y. Hilton. You got Dante Moncrief. They got some depth behind Frank Gore now. Don't cut them boys out, man.
I agree with you. I'm gonna count them out.
Don't count them out, dude.
For what?
Because Andrew Luck is a turnover machine.
Hey, Andrew Luck ain't counting them out as well.
Angelo carried me to a fantasy football championship 2 years ago.
There you go. There you go. Terrence counting them out.
So you say you're basing that off of 2 years ago when he going to do this year?
No, I'm basing. Why you're Ravens fan? I'm basing. Yeah, I'm going to base it. He's a turnover machine. I'm not going to. I do not trust Andrew Luck with that ball. Period.
I'm going to base it on Andrew Luck being a young, good quarterback who's tough, who can run the ball, and who just fell victim to injury. A few too many turnovers and a bad offensive line last year.
And he's
the same kind of season that RG3 had, and they like sit him in their careers. I feel like he's on the downward side of his career at this point. I think we saw the best that we're going to see out of Luck, and I don't see much more coming from it.
Real quick.
Andrew Luck has been...
Go ahead. Finish your thought, John.
I was just going to say Andrew Luck has been way more successful in this league than...
Oh, of course. You're right.
Of course. Real quick. Let me hit over to the chat room very, very quickly. Cash Cow, hashtag Fly Eagle Fly. Oh, my goodness. They're going to fly all right. Straight down. Phil Rea, my brother Phil Rea, big Minnesota Vikings fan. You know what? I like the Vikings. Everybody keeps saying,
"Not gonna do shit."
No, but everybody's saying Adrian Peterson is gonna do his thing.
That's all they got.
He's been the Bill Cowell in fantasy. Their wide receiver core has gotten better. Their defense, which Phil just alluded to in the chat, second ranked defense in the league coming into this year. So yeah, they got. But Stephon Diggs manning up the receiver core, man, you never know.
Who's their starting quarterback this year?
Well, Bridgewater, but you have to count on Bridgewater taking
that
hit to face. Yeah.
Oh, if Teddy Bridge does the same thing he did in the beginning of last year, and he gets more consistent with those receivers, y'all ain't gonna stop Teddy Bridge. I'm sorry, y'all ain't catching.
Look, I see them making some noise in the off season because I mean, look, they were about a hair away from taking out the Seahawks.
Exactly.
So I really see them making some noise this off season.
I like Bridgewater. I do. I like his upside. He's going to be in a different offense this year. He's going to be in that shotgun spread offense this year. Peterson goes down. They have a good backup in Jarrett McKinnon. So, yeah, I'm sort of kind of liking Minnesota, particularly in that division, where that division can be pretty much up in the air.
I think they'll win that division. I think Minnesota will win that division this year.
If they can get past Green Bay.
Yeah, I think Green Bay is definitely gonna have a bounce back season this year. So
yeah, they got to get past the Packers if they're gonna win. I ain't gonna say it's impossible, but you know, I mean that's a tall task because Rodgers. They got Jordy Nelson back. They got they're fresh. They're healthy.
Hey, you also.
But Aaron has those days where he just acts like a complete ass and fucks up. So you never know.
And you have a healthy Eddie Lacy who's lost some weight and it looked like he's going to actually be a player this year.
And he's in a contract year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't believe in Eddie Lacy. I'm not a believer in the Eddie Lacy thing. I think he performs good like the last three or four games out of the season, but he doesn't contribute much to me. He's a power back, but that's about it. It's nothing really impressive to me. I don't think he's going to have this kind of season that we're talking about right now.
No.
So basically, you're saying he's not consistent throughout the whole year. He just comes with those three, four games, and that's about it. Yeah.
Don't sleep on Cam Newton.
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
No, definitely. I see. He's going to make a run.
He just want to make
a run. That's fine, baby. Oh Jesus!
Ken,
his whole secondary is destroyed.
Oh,
so I don't know. His whole secondary is destroyed. That offensive line is suspect, and they got their defense back from last year. I give them that, but that offensive line is a little suspect.
ass kicks him, but don't sleep on him. That boy come back with vengeance.
I really see him making a Super Bowl run.
Another Super Bowl run.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he's gonna fall flat.
What? You know what? Why don't I just put it out there right now?
Go and claim it, Rage. Go and claim it, Rage. Go and claim it.
It's gonna be Panthers and Cardinals NFC title game.
Cardinals.
Yeah, Cardinals.
No.
Here's the thing about Arizona.
Is anybody else looking at the Cardinals? Yo, come on.
Here's the thing about Arizona.
That team from top to bottom is stacked. Yeah. Carson Palmer had a damn good breakout year last year. Look for him to do so this year. That man is going to make a run for the NFC title game.
But
last year I would call it a breakout season, because you really got to see how good Carson Palmer is. Mm-hmm. From like
everybody
compared
knew
to
how
the
good
years
Carson
before.
Palmer was before he even got to
it's just way different when you put really good pieces around him. You see how good he is. That man, I guarantee it, is going to make a run to the NFC title game. Don't be surprised if you see the Cardinals in the Super Bowl.
All right, guys, I don't want pandemonium here. Let's everybody talk one at a time. Get our thoughts and opinions out there so we can have a good podcast, okay? Who was next up with a thought?
Well, the Cardinals was 13-3.
Yeah.
Clash. So,
yeah.
Right, you're probably right. I'm just looking at their stats right there.
And if you look at their schedule, their schedule is just sick. That schedule is sick. And
no, San Francisco's got the worst schedule in the league this year. We came up on the shitty end of the stick this year.
Cardinals got the best. Look at man. We gonna get into fantasy in a minute, but that Cardinals defense, I suggest everybody grab it and grab it quick.
Oh yeah, they got that defense is devastating. I can't front on that one. Their defense is devastating.
And they're killing us. Rams, Panthers.
And they have one of the most versatile young running backs in the league right now.
I agree. I heard somebody say it's going to be the Cardinals and the Panthers. I kind of like that matchup, but as much as I hate to say it, do not count out those Seahawks. I mean, Seahawks, Wilson is what I would like to say probably had a breakout year. Like, he's when I would say he had a breakout year for himself.
Rage, kid. Rage, what you thinking about that statement, man?
I can't. I'm sorry. Believe me, I really, really like the Seahawks, but that Marshawn Lynch's retirement they're gonna miss him.
But
I don't know if they're gonna miss him, because I mean it's obvious that without him they put it on Russell Wilson those last 6-7 games. It was his show. And you gave a glimpse of what he can do, and Baldwin actually came out and had a step out. When Lynch went down, these players stepped up, and they got a good running back. I'm not sure the kid's name, but he's
Thomas
not
Rawls.
Terrible. He's going to fit into their offense. So they're still going to have a power running game, but now they have a more confident in a quarterback.
Yeah.
And they just gave Baldwin his contract, so they go throw the ball.
Like he can be. I think. I mean, he'll make a good Seahawks will make a good divisional run, but I really can't see them getting past the divisional round.
But you have in to their defense, you have Jimmy Graham coming back off the PUP. You got a young up and comer in Tyler Lockett, and as it was said already on the show, that defense is no joke.
Yeah, that defense. Yeah, that defense is good. Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, but didn't they lose last year? It was like about the fluke field goal that they lost, and they got put out last year. Like the Seahawks didn't they lose off the field goal when they played Minnesota?
No, that's what Minnesota. John, wasn't it Minnesota missing that kick that prevented them through?
Yeah, they missed the kick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was the Vikings.
Right. That's what happened. The Vikings missed their field goal.
Yeah. If the Vikings would have hit that field goal, they would have won that game, and Seattle would have been killed. So, but we will see what happens. It's going to be a good year.
I mean, I definitely think the Cardinals are the better team, the more complete team,
right,
in the NFC West. The only thing for me with Carson Palmer is injury history. You know, other than that, he's a top-tier quarterback. You know, and if he can stay healthy, he'll continue to be so. But it's only if you even want to call it a flaw or risk, is potential injury.
You know, it's injury history and the fact there's nobody behind him. Not a damn soul behind him. Not a damn soul behind him that can carry that.
Yeah.
You know, but with a team with a running back or even a running backfield, period, that good, and a defense, they can stay in games.
Yeah.
Every week they'll be able to at least stay, keep it close.
Right. Put themselves in a good position to win. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get into the fantasy. Unless anybody has any other thing to talk about before we get into the fantasy part.
I mean, real quick, I'm looking at the Cardinals' schedule. They have a very, very winnable second half of the schedule after their bye week 9. Yep. So, I mean, look at that second half. I mean, you got 49ers, Vikings, Falcons, Redskins, Dolphins, Saints, Seahawks, Rams. That's very winnable. So that's all I'm going to say.
Yes, Cardinals' schedule is sick.
One thing I want to add is on football, a team that I'm actually liking, I think may make a lot of noise this year.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Tampa Bay. I don't know. I got a feeling about them that they're going to have a pretty good season.
Yeah, them. And also, those Raiders, those Oakland Raiders are going to, they're going to show up this season. Look for them in the wild cards.
Good point, Rage. Good point. Good point. I like that.
I'll give Oakland the wild card. When the AFC West is like this, Denver's going to win it out. No, actually, I can't say that. I'm going to say KC should win now. It should be KC, Denver, and Oakland. And KC and Oakland might slip in and be number two. The way their defense is looking, Khalil Mack and them, and
Khalil Mack.
David Carson, the brother, going shotgun on their ass, throw them sidearm. That boy's got some power in that arm. And he got a couple receivers now. Raiders should be good
on offense. The defense kind of shitty though.
Well, that defense has been improved. They had a couple of good free agent signings, and like John just said, Khalil Mack, boy, he's no joke coming off that line.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
he ain't no joke coming off that line. So definitely should be an interesting season. And that running game has also got some depth to it over in Oakland too. So. He just won't be up to Latavius Murray all by himself. He's got some backup this year, so we'll see what they do.
They got to win some rookie. Because if they don't, they head into fucking Texas in a minute.
Get out of Oakland. What were you saying, John?
Oh, I was just mentioning that rookie running back, DeAndre Washington for the Raiders, looked real good in that preseason game last night.
Yeah, they've been raving about him. All year training camp, so those boys, they're going to be straight. I think they'll be fine.
He may be a good fantasy flyer.
And Derek Carr, I love Derek Carr as a backup. I love him to death as a backup. He's probably the top rated backup. To me, I think he's the top rated backup.
Derek Carr is a start quarterback.
No, I'm saying in fantasy. On your fantasy team, he'll be a good backup.
If I were Oakland, this, and you know, people are probably going to groan at this.
Mm-hmm.
If you truly don't trust Derek Carr as a starter,
mm-hmm.
Michael Vick's still out there. He may be old, he may be a little bit beat up, but he's a veteran and he'll get you through a few games.
Yeah, Michael Vick can still go.
Yeah, he can.
Put him in the right system, Michael Vick can still go.
Yeah.
He's still got dual threat.
All right, let's go ahead and get into the fantasy football part of things here. John, you were telling me earlier you're part of a very interesting league. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, it's a two quarterback. I mean, it's a very, very big field that we play with. Two quarterbacks, three individual defensive players, defensive tackle, a defensive end, a linebacker, a flex, a tight end, two wide receivers. Then we have the option between a running back or a wide receiver and two running backs on top of that. So, I mean, it's a lot to manage. you know, a lot to keep an eye on. But it's a high scoring, it's a fun league to play in. And we filled it up again this year, 12-man league. So we really have to be good on the waiver wire. And it's a pretty fun league.
That's a big league. But there's other leagues out there that you can become a part of. And I think services, everybody does a service. Yahoo does fantasy football. ESPN does fantasy football. NFL.com, of course, Fox Sports, they all do fantasy football. Find one of those, jump into it, whether you're a beginner, whether you've been playing for a while, you'll definitely have some fun. There's a couple of different draft strategies you can follow. You can follow the old traditional draft three running backs first, because running backs are traditionally scarce once you get to a certain point. Then you can do something called zero RB. You fill out your receiver spots first, quarterback and tight end, and then you're looking at a running back, and then you're looking at more of a balanced approach, grab running back first, wide receiver, and go from there. What are some of the players you guys are looking at who you know you want on your team? Chance, I'll start with you.
Antonio Brown.
We know Antonio. You good one, Antonio Brown.
That's exactly who I wanted to.
Who's on the play? One of the players you're trying to single out on your team, man?
Kind of hard early to say right now. I like to put my picks out there, but I don't think I'm in the lead with any of y'all. But I really think I want to have on my team. He may not be an early pick, but I think I'm going to have Tom Brady on my team. I feel like he's going to come back from that 4-game suspension, and it's going to be 12 games of pain.
You goddamn right.
It's gonna be 12 games of pain for people.
All hell is gonna be unleashed.
I feel like he's gonna have to make up them numbers to get back into that upper echelon of quarterback, because he's gonna miss 4 weeks. So Tom Brady is a competitor about anything. So he's gonna want to be in that top tier. So as long as Gronk can stay healthy in them 4 weeks while he's gone, and Bennett and Edelman. It's going to be rough. And if White comes back, it's going to be really bad for these teams. Like, I look at their schedule, and Tom Brady is going to have – when Tom Brady plays with a chip on his shoulder, it's typically your fantasy football champion. Just put it out there.
Now, I got to go to John for a second. Because John, he normally picks at least one Patriot player. At least one. Edelman was your dude for a long time, John. But in a Tom Brady case, what are you doing? Who are you pairing with him to get past those first 4 weeks?
I last year I didn't get a chance to get Edelman on any team, but I did have Deion Lewis. I mean, and before his injury, I mean, he was great. It's always kind of scary to grab a guy and come back from a big injury, but I think Deion Lewis would be another safe pick as far as a pairing with Brady. Edelman's, a little hobbled as well. But, I think by the time those 4 weeks are up, those guys will be, in a great rhythm. And I don't think it'll be anything for Tom Brady to pick up, right where he left off last year.
The Garrett Blunt's not bad either. I would say if you're gonna pick up anybody on your fantasy team, Garrett Blunt, because he's gonna get some touch. You know he's gonna get plenty of touches.
One of the guys who I've been looking at, I had a chance to mock a couple of mocks, and I picked up Brady. A couple of guys who I'm picking up late, to sort of kind of pair him from a quarterback perspective. And I know I'm going to get some grunts and groans for this, but I will say it. Matt Ryan.
Hell yeah.
Matt Ryan. He might be good enough.
I mean, you pick up Matt Ryan, you're going to have a great fantasy season, but you would not win a championship with Matt Ryan.
Well, I'm just saying, you need somebody to get you through your first few weeks, and then once Brady comes back, you're good to go.
I mean, I would rather look for a Phillip Rivers or Jameis Winston, maybe even a Marcus Mariota for those first 4 weeks.
David Carr.
Derek Carr.
I like all those guys over Matt Ryan.
I would, if it were me, I would pick either Ryan Fitzpatrick or either I'll Ryan Fitzpatrick. No. Oh, go ahead.
I'm throwing out that Ben Roethlisberger. There's a lot more names out there than Matt Ryan.
Oh no, I think Big Roethlisberger's gonna go too high.
He'll be gone
To be paired up with Brady. Yeah, I think he's gonna go too quick.
Because you need to get somebody late that can beat that you can pair up with Brady to get you through until he comes back.
So Bridgewater.
Yeah, Bridgewater. Bridgewater. Rivers. How about Eli Manning?
Hell no.
Oh, yeah. Hey, but
you know, Eli's a turtle machine. I'm sorry.
No, but the thing about Eli has Sterling Shepard as the complimentary receiver to Odell Beckham in a pass-heavy offense. That's in the second year. Last year was his first year in that offense. And, you know, Eli put up a lot of fantasy points. I think he'll be even better this year.
But he took you out of the game because he did put up a lot of fantasy points, but he would take you out of the game because his turnovers would equal like up to 2 touchdowns.
But if
he's lost, it would lose you like 8 points. So he never got to be a balanced quarterback, like an average quarterback.
But to be fair to him, a lot of those INTs weren't on Manning. A lot of those were because there's receivers, and now you got Sterling Shepard with the best hands of the game coming out of college. You turn down, you take care of a lot of that with him in your lineup.
That's true.
Can I break some news for Cash Cow?
Sure, go ahead.
Carson Wentz is going to be out for a few weeks, hairline fracture during preseason opener. So there's your future, Cash Cow. That's your future right there.
It's a wrap. He's done. Stick a fork, Katie.
Is there any college players that's come to the NFL good? Any good?
You got CJ Procise from the Seahawks. I think it's going to be
a few. There's a few, but they're scattered. And the main one that really came out was a dude from Ohio State.
Michael Thomas.
Running back from Ohio State. Oh, fullback from Ohio State.
Ezekiel Jackson.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Ezekiel Elliott.
But like John's point. John's point, though, he said Sterling Shepard, that's another good rookie. Devontae Booker might be the best running back on that Broncos roster. Paul Perkins is going to get in there because you know their starting running back is going to end up getting hurt.
Coleman with Cleveland.
Yeah.
He went to Baylor. Maybe he can help RG3 revive his career with that Baylor connection.
Yeah.
And
true.
And again,
if anybody picks anybody from Dallas, I'm sorry. I gotta get this out there. Anybody pick anything from Dallas, you might as well just go ahead and wipe them off the map now because everybody knows within the first 3 weeks, Tony Romo's gonna be broke dick and that whole Dallas team's gonna go to shit.
See, okay. Oh my God.
Oh.
Sounds like a true Steelers fan.
But the thing is, I hate Dallas. I'm a 49er fan. I hate Dallas with a passion. I can't stand them.
Here's the thing. I hate Dallas too for plenty of reasons. I really think they're gonna win the East.
They're not gonna shit.
What shit you do, Rage? I know today's your birthday, my brother.
They're gonna win the East. No,
Rage, I know today's your birthday, brother, and a happy birthday to you. I hope you had a good day. But if you think Dallas is gonna actually win the NFC East,
I really do.
I think Washington will. I think Washington's gonna pull it out the ass.
What?
Yeah, I do. Because I'm going to tell you
I'm
why.
I'm mad at that theory.
It'll come down to Dallas and Washington when the division title's on the line. But Dallas, they're healthy. They've got a damn good running back that they drafted. They got Dez. Their defense is on
Dez
point.
What does Dez do for anybody?
Come on, you can count on. You can count on Dez.
Now, when Dez is healthy,
yeah, but you ain't got a quarterback that you can count on in Dallas.
Can't say that about Dez.
Tony, Dez. You got a point. Maybe Tony's not the most consistent
But you know what? When he's healthy, you can count on him. I really can't believe I'm saying this because I really don't like the fucking Cowboys. But it's like
a healthy Dallas team is definitely due for a lot of fantasy points, though.
Yes.
A healthy Dallas
team. I agree. But we know. But we know between week 3 and week 6, everybody, that whole Dallas front line is going to be broke, and Tony Romo's going to be broke with a broke back, or his shoulder's going to be messed up. We all know this.
I'm about to look at their schedule.
And another thing that kills me with the Cowboys, half the defense in jail.
Exactly. Half their defense is out because they was on the wing. That's our point Stephen A would say.
And man, Michael Phelps won 26 medals on weed. So, I mean, we ain't going to go there.
Exactly.
We ain't going to talk that. Weed ain't been that.
I personally think they don't need to test for it. I personally don't think they do. The Player Association, they know who's on it and who's not already. So why even test for it?
Look, let's just all admit to what we really believe. Roger Goodell's a fucking racist. It's always the black folks getting popped.
He gave Josh Gordon another chance.
Yes, he did give Josh Gordon
another chance.
Yeah, he did. So I can't go there yet.
Nope.
They should get popped.
Can't go there just yet.
But that's the thing. Like, we hopefully they legalize weed in the United States, so we don't have to worry about this no more. Because it ain't that. I'm serious. It's not that serious. They just making it serious.
You know, when you really look at it, the Cowboys have a fairly decent schedule.
Yeah, they might have a fairly decent schedule, but that, like I said, that defensive line is all the shit. That offensive line is garbage, and Romo's going to be hurt before week 4. I'm saying between week 4, between week 3 and week 6, Romo's going out with something. Because it never fails. The last 4 years, what has happened?
I'm not mad at that theory.
Me neither.
You cannot count on Romo. You cannot count on Romo, and you cannot count on that offense and that defensive. Well, that offensive line.
The I love got the fact that it, it's at they pick do give 60. Too many damn I points. Love the fact that
you know what. I'm just going to ask this question what's that? Drop so for the hell of it.
I love the fact that back it's when obvious that Ray had a chance.
Forget everything you already know about Johnny Manziel. Do you feel like they would have a better chance of winning had Dallas drafted Johnny Manziel?
Nope.
No.
No.
See, I kind of disagree.
No.
What do you think? Never have a chance.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I say that.
Preach,
if Johnny Manziel would have been drafted to Dallas when he first came out of college, okay, he's a Texan. So is Jerry Jones. And anybody from Texas knows, if you come here in Texas knows, if you go to Jerry Jones' team, you can do basically carte blanche, whatever you fucking want, and nothing will happen to you. He will be 10 times worse than he is now, and Dallas would be in the toilet.
Oh, they got DeMarco Ware.
Yeah, I don't think that would have been a very good match.
There's no way.
There's too much to do in downtown Dallas. No.
Yeah, ask Michael Irvin. He know.
No. No, you don't.
Johnny Manziel was gonna mess up anywhere he went. He was gonna fuck up. No, he wouldn't.
Send him to Foxborough. He won't fuck up under the guidance of one Bill Belichick.
Oh yes, he will. He'll fuck off and die.
No, he won't.
He would have got cut a lot shorter.
Yeah, he wasn't gonna make it with Belichick. Make it all. Belichick is no nonsense, and Johnny Manziel is not that good of a quarterback to be able to mess up. He's not that good to where he can mess up and get away under Bill Belichick.
He's a level.
He ain't Tommy Huggs.
Cowboys are doing better. You know how, man, boy. Cowboys are doing better if they fucking had Tebow.
But Ray, the man who can't throw the football?
This is a fantasy football show. We're talking about Tebow and Manziel.
Really?
Never mind. Sorry.
Two players who don't matter? He said Tebow.
Yeah, I said Tebow. And then you go ahead and keep on saying he can't throw, but it took one pass in overtime to beat the shit out of the damn Steelers.
But look how
nobody wants to throw the double play ball.
That's the case. You definitely that ball.
Baseball dreams.
So if y'all want to say he can't throw, and it took one pass to beat the Steelers in overtime, then that must be
you could have threw that pass. I don't even know who you are. But you could have threw that pass.
Okay. I can't throw a Hail Mary like that.
You could have executed that pass.
Dead clock is right twice a day.
If he's so good, why hasn't he played in the last 3 years?
Because nobody wants to believe in Tebow.
No, because he can't throw for shit.
Whatever, man.
I gotta say this from the chat room. Cash Cow, it's good to have you here. Thank you for being here, Fair Red. Thank you for being here, too. That comment was not mine, sir. That was Rage's comment, not mine. And Cash Cow says this. Fuck Tebow and Chip Kelly, too.
Yeah. Whoa, wait. We can't say that just yet.
Yes, we can.
I gotta deal with him this year. We gotta deal with him this year. And half of that offensive line is from Oregon, so they know how he works. So, I don't know.
Y'all said that. You know what? Rage Philly fans were saying that back in Philly when they had Chip Kelly. Look how that franchise turned out under the tutelage of Chip Kelly.
They didn't have the Oregon. They didn't have the Oregon connection like San Francisco does right now.
Chip Kelly is gonna fuck your franchise up.
I don't think so.
We'll see what he does.
Y'all won't even sniff the playoffs.
Shit, you got your rabbit ass mind.
Shit, if they fucking sit Kaepernick down, I fucking hate Kaepernick.
You know what?
Did they get rid of Kaepernick?
No, they still got him.
No, Cap is better. No, Gabbard's going to start. Let me tell you something, Tone.
You better fucking hope and pray that Kaepernick stays with the 49ers after this season.
And can I say this too?
It's gonna be a rough season, boy.
Do we really believe in Kaepernick? I mean, let's just put it out there. He had a good season, but is he really something that who? I don't know who the 49er fan is, but do we really believe in Kaepernick?
Here's my thing, though, guys. If you go back and look at it, right now, Blaine Gabbert is in the lead for being the starting quarterback on that team. Not because he's the best, it's because he gets along with people. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm not saying that whatsoever. But in order to win football games, you need to have the requisite skills to do so. Blaine Gabbert has failed everywhere else he's been.
Exactly. So that's why us San Francisco fans, and I don't know, I can't speak for all of them, but the few, the many that I know, right now we're just waiting to see how bad Blaine Gabbert fucks up. Cap comes in, takes over, we go back to where we were. Last year, the only reason why he hurt himself, his shoulder was messed up, and that's okay. When the man left, it was on bad terms. That fucked up the whole thing, and we had retirements because Harbaugh left, and Jeb York's a dumbass. So it just screwed our team up.
Stupid.
Speaking of players who could be on the bus list, let me bring up one player. And John, I thought you drafted him on one of your mock teams this year. Let me bring up Jamal Charles. Why'd you pick him in the mock league that year, a couple weeks ago, John?
Well, I mean, Jamal Charles is a great big running back. With the way that these type of injuries are being repaired, you know, these guys bounce back and, you know, don't miss a beat. And he's a very, you know, very vital piece to that Chief offense. So, I mean, I'd give him a chance in a fantasy league any day, even after that injury.
What you think, Terrence? Terrence, you still with
him? I like,
I like Jamal Charles, and I pretty much agree with Kansas. The way these people bouncing back after these surgeries nowadays, I mean, Adrian Peterson, like, it's a lot of examples out there. I'm going to have to agree with him. I think he's going to have a good season, and the offense fits him. Alex Smith likes short passes, so he's going to eat off the screen pass. He's going to eat off the short slants, and he's going to eat off the holes. So, I mean, as a fantasy player, I think he's good. As going to any kind of championship, nope. No. Fantasy, excellent.
Let me ask you
championships, no.
Let me ask you about a player who scares the hell out of me. He had a good half a season until he got a concussion. Player that's been scaring the hell out of me, and I haven't been picking in any drafts, Devontae Freeman from the Falcons. What do you guys think about him? What do you think, Big
Tom? I think we already discussed how we feel about the Falcons as far as fantasy. And we discussed that.
Julio is the only player.
Right.
Yeah, I don't trust Freeman, man, particularly with this crap that they're talking now about splitting carries to keep him fresh. I can't. Look, his ADP has been what? Round two?
Between him and Tevin Coleman, if one gets hurt, I want the other one.
Right.
That's about it.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about Devontae Freeman again, too. It's just like any like rookie or first-year player. You get all that shit off because nobody don't know who you are. There's no game plan for you. Okay, he had a good season. Now defenses are going to game plan for him, so attention is on him. He's not going to have that kind of season again. The only exceptions to those rules were people like Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham. Those are people who but Devontae Freeman does not fall into that category of those players to me. One, because he played for the Falcons. Two, because he played for the Falcons.
Let me bring up another player, and Big Tone, I'm coming to you on this one. Let me bring up another player. No, go on. And his name just escaped me. Just that. Oh, never mind. Le'Veon Bell. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Le'Veon
running
Bell?
Back. Yeah. Pittsburgh Steelers running back. Mr. President, stay off the weed poster boy.
Yeah. If he can stay off the weed, Le'Veon Bell, he's a damn good player. He's got the yards. He's got the line. He can run behind. And with Big Ben giving him the ball, he should be all right. But he's got to stay off the weed.
26 gold medals. 26 gold medals. Whenever we make
it, talk all this shit about weed. Yeah.
26 gold medals.
That is true.
I'm gonna have to kill that argument. Like, that is a good argument.
Yeah, when you say that, you can't.
You said you got to stay off crack. You have a point. Weed.
Stay off the crack. Stay off heroin. But weed. People actually accomplish shit when they're on weed.
But let me.
Josh Gordon was on weed, and he had great season. Like, it was his weed. He had great season.
But let me ask
you. It's not like it's a PED.
Huh. Yeah.
Probably actually help him recover. But I like him. I mean, I think he'll have a bounce back season. I think once he gets through the suspension, me and Roethlisberger, they can hold him down. And D'Angelo Williams can hold him down. He's going to be a good, sleeper pick. He's going to produce in those first couple of weeks.
I just don't like the way you have to. Where you got to pick him, because you got to pick him what? Round 7, round 8?
Yeah, because that's how far he's going to drop.
How many games he got? 4?
No, he got 10, I think. No, it is 4.
Go ahead, John.
But Le'Veon is still born in the late first, early second round in mock drafts.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I just don't like where you got to get Williams, though. Because you got to get Williams, you know, round 7, round 8. I don't know.
Not necessarily.
I think he's going to go 4. Late third, early fourth round. Because all the big guys are going to go over 1 and 2. You know that.
Yeah.
And if there's any top tier that's going to be left in 3, they're going to get there. And he's going to probably go in that, like I said, that late third round, early fourth.
Go ahead, John.
But the running back category is so scarce, though. I mean, you have David Johnson, Adrian Peterson, Le'Veon Bell,
I mean, then, you know, Jamal Charles, you know, I just decided him, but he's still coming off that injury. Eddie Lacy, I mean, the pool is just not deep. Well, DeMarco's. Hey, that's my sleeper. Let's not talk about him.
I'm worried.
And the Titans playing on me in Smash Mouth. That's my idea. But, you know, I think they're not, I mean, it's a pass-heavy league, but still, running backs can still take you to that championship for that consistency. There's not any in, you know, top tier in the NFL. Le'Veon Bell's not going to be there in the third or fourth round. I don't think, even with the four-game suspension.
It's the trust thing with me, with Le'Veon. It's the trust thing with Charles. I mean, any player is, you know, can get hurt. Any player can get hurt. And I get that. But I just don't know about Charles. And with Le'Veon Bell, if it ain't weed, it's injury.
If it ain't the injury, it's
home. I mean, it's definitely risky. That is true.
Very, very risky. Another guy I wanted to bring up, and he had a bang-up rookie year for the Cincinnati Bengals. A bang-up rookie year. And then did nothing last year. Jeremy Hill.
He didn't have nothing to beat.
Yeah, I actually had him on my fantasy team of that last year. One of them.
Mm-hmm. You know, with the lack of backs, again, you got to grab these guys on names and hope for the best.
Yeah.
I don't want to say Jeremy Hill had a bad year. I think that Giovanni Bernard came back as well, and they were splitting carries. Like, he didn't have, like, a bad year. It's just they both equally had good years. They didn't have great years. They both had, like, just good years. Like, he lost some touches to him in the second half of games, and Giovanni Bernard skated off for, like, 50 yards on a touchdown real quick.
But Jeremy Hill started very slow last year.
Say that again, John.
I said Jeremy Hill was very slow last year. You know, I mean, he had a three-down game week four or five, but he didn't really do anything at all prior to. I mean, he was, safe. I mean, close to being a fantasy bust.
I tell you, and I hope this dude rebounds this year as well. Melvin Gordon. He did nothing his rookie year, so I hope he rebounds this year. You guys think that's possible?
I think it's safe to say that the whole room has more faith than Danny Woodhead.
I didn't see the hype in the beginning when they told me about it. I didn't see the hype. So, I feel like old Rivers, but I'm not sold on it. Okay.
What did the famous Chuck D say in his favorite song? Don't believe the hype.
Yeah.
Man, Danny Woodhead's going to get some serious run. If he gets to healthy.
Not even run, man. Carson Palmer don't have my Carson. I'm sorry. Philip Rivers don't mind throwing that ball.
Yeah, he don't mind throwing that ball. He's going to just throw
all day.
And let me say this before I forget. Remember Travis Benjamin catching those long balls from Manziel. He is now in that offense with Philip Rivers and with the Stevie Johnson. That may be a big opportunity for Travis Benjamin.
Hey, John, we got some feedback coming your way.
Oh, it's because parents wasn't muted.
Oh.
You know, we're in the same room.
Okay.
My bad.
No problem. Frank Gore.
When
he know, but you got to understand that line that he's got in Indianapolis, they're gonna block for him. He gonna get his.
Yeah, he gonna get his, but he getting up there though.
Yeah, he is getting up in age.
Getting up there.
I'm not drafting Frank Gore under any circumstances.
No, not at all.
Hell no.
Okay, I got one for you guys.
And before you go, Big Tone, you can get Frank Gore round ten, which is great value. Go ahead, Big Tone.
Okay, if they let him back in, how do you guys think Ray Rice would do after 2 years off?
think he's doing pretty good. I think given the right team, I think he can have a really good opportunity. Right team, I think he'd be good in single how he worked out, but the right offense, he come in there and he's disciplined. As he was under the Ravens, so he can help. I just don't think nobody's going to give him a real shot. Well, he's not going to go to a team that actually he can really help.
Right.
Okay. If you had to pick a team to put him on, which team would you put him on? Well, let me rephrase. What team do you think would fit a Ray Rice in their scheme?
He can catch the football, too, as well as
you can. You can send him to Oakland, Jacksonville, because you can send them to a team like Jacksonville because they're on the come up and they can use a running back. What else?
The Jets.
The my thing with Ray Rice, like, it's like
the Chargers could use him.
Because I feel like Ray Rice can be a good contributor to any team who could pick him up. The way I see it is that Ray Rice should not only should he be in the deserves it. He damn well should be in the league right now. Because if we can allow people like a Greg Hardy who damn near killed his damn girlfriend, there's no reason why a guy like Ray Rice, who paid his debts, should be exiled essentially off out of the league.
So you can't put your hands on women, especially if you're a public figure.
Right.
Your ass is out of here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
if I were to sign them, some of these teams that are on the rise should sign them. Jacksonville, Oakland,
I think Buffalo,
yeah,
Buffalo,
yeah,
Tennessee can sure use them.
You got to get that grimy team. That grimy team is Oakland, so he'll probably be up at Oakland. No.
I would love Ray Rice in San Diego.
Hey, you mess around and let Ezekiel out there turn around be a bust and hurt him. Jerry Jones will go get him.
That's true.
That's true.
Cowboys are the bad boys.
Jerry Jones loves headlines.
My boy Phil Rare, my brother Phil Rare, says Ray Rice should go to Buffalo. Hacksaw Lou Reed said he should go to the Lions. I love both those teams.
Yeah, the Lions. Oh my God! Talk about a team. Talk about a team that has declined significantly. It's
by
the
losing one player.
Yep.
That one player has significantly put them out of playoff contention, out of finishing with 8 wins.
Uh-huh.
It might get 5 wins.
You're right.
You're right, man.
That's it.
You're right. But for the purpose of
single-handedly fucked up Detroit.
But for the purpose of fantasy, though, they still have some players who can contribute. You know, you got Golden Tate, you got Marvin Jones, you got Theo Riddick, you got Amir Abdullah.
Here's the flaw in that, Will. Mm-hmm. Here's the flaw in that. The only reason those players even have names is because three players on the defense will focus on Calvin Johnson. So now those three players are focused on them. Those players cannot get beat one-on-one. They're defenders out there that can lock them down one-on-one. They're not those receivers. So now that their attention is not on them, and the way that offensive line, the way Matthew Stafford get hit, it's a wrap for them. Matthew Stafford might retire next year.
So Matthew Stafford going to say the hell with it, Calvin, I'm coming with you.
And he went to Georgia, so. We all know how that
was going. Ah, the disrespect.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's a good question. Who you think the team is going to be the worst and will get the number one pick next year?
Baltimore.
Who said Baltimore?
Boo.
Who said Baltimore? I don't think so, buddy. I don't think so. I think
Calvin the bounce back year from the Ravens.
I think the Ravens, Flacco is going to be solid. I don't think he's going to do anything spectacular, but he will be solid. I think Justin Forsett is going to be good to go. He was good last year before he got hurt. Steve Smith is back in the fold. He could be a good number two, number three receiver for you. So I think those boys would be fine, man. And don't forget Kamar Aiken. that receiver on the other side of Steve Smith. So, yeah, I think those boys would be
fine. Kamar Aiken definitely had a good fantasy season last year. I mean, especially, you know, for his youth. And that was even without, you know, the better side of the defense going after Steve Smith. You know, he was the number one for the back end of the season. So, definitely somebody I would pick up on my fantasy team, you know, later in the draft, of course.
I mean, if it was me having to pick a team, I would say the Rams.
As a former St. Louis Rams fan, I'm going to say that I don't really know. I don't really see a lot coming out of them. I think Todd Gurley is going to be a big impact player for him, but it's kind of going to be a situation where that is the impact player. It's a rookie quarterback. You know they're going to rely on the run. The defense is going to hold them in the game, but you're going to have to score more than 14 points to beat these teams.
I don't think the Rams would be very good. I don't see
anything spectacular out of this Goff guy yet.
I don't think the Rams would be a very good team. I really don't. I really, really don't.
Me either.
And you have to be able. Look, I love Tavon Austin. I love what he brings, but you got to have a daggone quarterback to get the ball to him. So I just ain't feeling him, man.
But let me see something about the Browns. Looking at this schedule, I don't think they're going to do as bad as everybody thinks they are. Like if they play their cards right, they can finish 7-9, and I think that's a good season for them.
Are you a Falcons fan?
I really don't think they're going to be as bad as everyone thinks they are. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
They got to get a lot of things to go right, though. Barty's got to come back healthy. RG3 is going to have to learn his offense and be proficient with it. Josh Gordon's going to have to not get busted.
I trust in their coach. That's all I'm saying. I trust in their coach. That's it.
I'll give you that. RG3 was talking like a brick wall of speak.
He's still stuck in. He's still got that big head though. That's what the thing about RG3 is. He's still stuck on what he did in his first season in Washington, and he sat out the last 2 years because his ego got the best of him, and he didn't want to listen.
You got to look at it this way. This is a team who, for all intents and purposes, is still sort of rebuilding. So, the way I see it, a 7-9 season is not a bad one. If anything, a 7-9 season, I would say, is a successful season for the Browns.
I don't think they're gonna have a kind of decent season. I don't call it 7-9.
There's a better chance the Browns will finish 7-9 rather than the fucking Eagles finishing 8-8.
I give you that. It ain't saying much, but I give you that. I mean, you can't not give that run again.
The Rams, I see them as a 6-10 season.
I don't.
I can see that.
Mr. Jeff Fisher.
I can see 6-10. I mean, that's not a good season, though. That's still a bad season, but I can see
that. It's a bad season.
Their defense is going to win them a couple of games. But their defense is not going to be able to keep them there.
It's a bad season.
Probably one of the best
punt lines. 6-10 is a bad season, but I'll take a 7-9 over 6-10 any day if I'm a team that's rebuilding.
Look, 7-9 is okay for everybody but the Rams. Look here, Jeff Fisher, how the hell are you still a head coach in the league with all these 7-9, 6-10 seasons?
That was going to be my parting shot because it's I looked up Jeff Fisher's entire coaching record.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, Houston, he goes in 94, 1-5, 95, 7-9, 96, 8-8,
mm-hmm.
moves to Tennessee, 8-8, 13-3, loses to the Rams in the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. 2000, 13-3, losing to the Ravens, mm-hmm. in 2001, 7-9, 2002, 11-5, 2003, 12-4, 2004, 5-11. 2005, 4-12, 2006, 8-8, 2007, 10-6, 2008, 13-3, loss to the Ravens, 2009, 8-8, 2010, 6-10, 2012, 7-8, 2013, 7-9, 2014, 6-10, 2015, 7-9. The thing is that I damn well agree this guy should not be a fucking coach in the NFL and should have and has no right to be calling anybody 7-9 bullshit if that's what his record is. I guarantee you that there are people playing Madden 16 right now, GM mode, who make better decisions than their fucking than this fucking franchise alone that can run the LA Rams. Am I wrong? I guarantee you there are people on this call that make better franchise decisions than the LA Rams.
I really think that Jeff Fisher did somewhat what the Rams wanted him to do. I think Jeff Fisher is going to be like, I look at him like I look at Rex Ryan. He would make a great defensive coordinator somewhere. If he would play his role and just say, I'm going to coach the best defense in the league, he'd have a lot of success, but
that's not saying
they don't really do nothing.
That's not saying much, because neither of them have any success.
No, their defense is a good. The Rams' defense is good. He's a defensive
seven.
Coach.
That's
but
a good front
defense
seven.
Defense will keep you in a lot of games, but it won't win you. Well, you got to have the offense has to do something. And the Rams haven't had an offense in the last 4 years, but their defense has killed them in games.
I can understand why Rex Ryan still has a job in the NFL, but it's clearly obvious that Jeff Fisher had to get on his knees to stay in the NFL. Because there are plenty of coaches out there that are more deserving of a job than him. I hate
but
Nick Saban.
A lot of them don't want to take the job as a Rams coach.
I hate Nick Saban, but Nick Saban deserves a coaching spot more than Jeff Fisher. There are coaches in Division II and III NCAA that deserve chances than Jeff Fisher.
Because you know what you're going to get out of them. You know what you're going to get out of them. All right, John, I'm going to go to you. I'm going to flip it over to you for a second. The worst position in fantasy football, at least this year, in my opinion, is tight end. What's your approach to drafting a tight end?
I've been doing a few. He said drunk.
No, I said Gronk, period.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, well, Gronk's definitely the number one. You know, and he's still head and shoulders above the rest as far as the tight ends is concerned. I mean, and from the mock drafts I've been doing, I mean, even round 7 or 8, Kelsey's still on the board, Eifert's still on the board. You know, and then, you know, you got my man in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary Barnage, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you got your Delanie Walkers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few to choose from. I mean, I guess they're all dart throws after Gronk, but I mean, there's some guys you can feel confident in drafting. You know, maybe a bounce back year from Julius Thomas, and then Jimmy Graham. I've seen Jimmy Graham going as late as the 12th round, so
yeah.
I don't think the tight end position is really that horrible because there are some names.
Come
and
on, say it.
Don't sleep on Gatesy.
Dude, say it with me. Everybody just say it with me. It's Gronk, and then there's everybody else.
He's right about that. He's right about that.
That's basically it.
Yeah, he's right about that.
And Bennett might be a good pickup, too, now. Because
yeah,
Bennett's going to be, he could go like maybe like fifth quarterback.
Yeah.
Easy.
Again, say what you want, but we have height, we have speed, we have catching ability. I mean, the signing of Bennett, come on, man. Like I said, it's Gronk and everybody else. If you don't have Gronk, then fuck your tight end position.
You don't have shit
if you don't have Gronk.
You can't say that. But you can't say that.
I said it. I stand by it.
Good Lord.
So what defense team everybody picking up?
The Patriot lover.
I'm getting
oh
yeah
oh the team
right.
the team I'm the
ain't mad at you, brother.
The defensive squads I'm grabbing, if the Cardinals are gone, I'm looking at either the Giants or the Raiders later.
Like, if you had a top five, who would your top five defensive squads be, Will?
Denver, Arizona, Carolina, Kansas City. Yeah, I can give you those four.
Yep. You know what? All right, here's how I'll go.
I can't see anybody better than those four.
I'll go Arizona, Carolina, Buffalo, Jets.
Jets.
I'll go Jets.
Man, how the Seahawks just unlocked a lot of respect in this room.
And
jeez.
Seahawks is 5A. 5B is Raiders.
You know the only thing that gets me.
Look, that Jets defense. Jets defense did some work.
Anybody can run through
that. That Jets defense did some work last year.
We must be looking at a different Jets defense, because that Jets defense I saw last year wasn't that great.
No, that was a decent Jets defense.
They weren't
a Rex Ryan defense, but they were a decent enough defense.
The Jets defense?
That's a good point. Dolphins are not going
to
be.
Darrell Revis is not what he used to be. And my only issue with Seattle, how long can you stay that good? I mean, my question about Seattle is not the front seven, because that front seven is nice. That other corner spot, that's a toss up to me. I mean, I don't know it. I don't know if I can trust it, because a lot of number twos can go up there and cause havoc.
Best corner in the league to me is still Richard Sherman.
No,
He's one of the best.
But
I think Patrick Peterson is better. If
he
can stay healthy.
I don't believe in him.
Who, Josh Norman?
I don't believe in him yet. Sorry. I mean, he had a great season. I can't take that away from him, but I don't believe he got to put together another season before I can even put him in that category.
I think the thing with Norman, I'm sorry.
I got to step away for a little bit. You guys go ahead and have a good call. I'll call you guys next weekend.
Appreciate you, Big Tone.
All right, man.
I think one of the things, if you're going to draft a player like Josh Norman, you know he's going over to the Redskins, and they play a lot of zone. If they can continue to play zone, I think Josh Norman will be fine, because he'll have help. But I don't think Josh is a very good man-on-man corner. I don't think he's a good man-press corner.
We'll see, because he got to go up against some people. He got Dez. He got Odell. Mm-hmm. He might have Victor Cruz. He got some people to go against. And then, you know, the Eagles got all kind of receivers. You never know who's going to catch the ball over there.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I just don't think he's a very good man corner. And I'm the only person I'm possibly touching off the Redskins, maybe Matt Jones.
I would still pick Deshaun Jackson can still get some run with me. He's going to catch that deep ball. He's going to give you that 50-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah. 50-yard touchdown pass. This ain't Tecmo Bowl, man.
Hey, man. I mean, I'm talking about as a third wide receiver in that flex position. I put him there.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking about from the Redskins.
Right. Being at Redskin players. The only player I can look at is Matt Jones. I think there's some other players at that third spot I'd rather have than Deshaun Jackson. I would have John Brown at that third wide receiver spot. Willie Snead would be another good pick, I think.
Hey, I was just going based off you said from the Redskins.
Right.
That was why Deshaun got through out there.
Yeah.
I have no loyalty to him under any other circumstance.
Let me ask you about a player.
Damn, I forgot the Bills drafted Cardale Jones.
Yep. Huh. Let me ask you about let me ask you guys about another player I know all of y'all just love. I know all of y'all love Jay Cutler.
Worst QB. Not only in the NFL. I believe he's the worst quarterback in the NFL, the NCAA, the CFL.
But Rage,
he sucks.
Alex Smith sucks.
And with all these reports coming out, Alshon Jeffrey already having hamstring injuries.
Yeah. I mean,
and Matt Forte gone.
Yep.
Half of his completions were to Matt Forte.
Yep.
I'm good on that. I don't see much interest in the Bears at all.
But it was like,
always have been with the wrong team to me.
I'm going to stay away from the Bears if I have to. I mean, if Alshon out there is a late pick, I might throw him on the team, but that's about it. There's no fantasy value in the Bears at this point that I see.
I mean, Jay Cutler for like second string quarterback, I'll put him in.
Oh,
that was third string, please.
I still want to pick a nickel. Who he going to throw the ball to?
There
are backups and third stringers that are better than him.
Dr. Doom is in the chat. He said
specifically Tim Tebow.
There's a lot of quarterbacks out there that I would pick over him and Matt Ryan. I like Blake Bortles. That kid going to do some things this year. He's been good that first game.
Now, God, I think Blake Bortles is going to go through a little regression.
I don't see it.
Let me tell you why.
They got
something very good going in Jacksonville, man.
But
Blake is a certified quarterback.
It's
going to be a horse race between them and Indianapolis and in the AFC South.
Yep.
But let me tell you why I think he's going to have a little regression this year. I think that Jacksonville defense is going to be better. And don't forget, too, they got Chris Ivory from the Jets. So those boys are going to run the football a little bit more. They're not going to be chasing touchdowns. They're going to be kicking more field goals. And like I said, the defense is going to be a little bit better. So I think everybody from the offensive side is going to take a little bit of a step back because the defense is better. And they're going to run the football more.
Go ahead.
And they're going to run the football more, too.
Jacksonville is not a team to sleep on anymore. They got something really good. I'm gonna look out for them for a wild card spot.
And I'm not saying I wouldn't I wouldn't pick Blake Bortles, but I just want to pick him this year where he finished last year.
All right, I'm just saying I hear what you're saying about those, but the running back. But you also got to think they got Robinson on the end. Still got Julius Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Bortles is a quarterback who want to throw. It's his team. They don't have. It's not a running back team. It's his team. And I forgot who's the other kid on the other end, but they have a legitimate receiving core.
They're
young, fast, and tall.
Allen Hurns.
That's a legitimate wide receiving core with a legitimate quarterback throwing on the ball, and this is his second year in the offense. So they might be about to open it up. And all the running game is through is just going to keep the defense honest.
Oh, real quick, Dr. Doom want me to say that Geno Smith sucks.
Okay. Not as bad as Jay Cutler, man. Not as bad as Jay Cutler, man.
Damn shame what happened to Geno out there. He got his job took because he ain't pay that money up. All he had to do was pay him money. He would have had a job.
But that goes to show how bad the Jets organization is. As good as they're getting, it shows how organizationally how bad they are.
Jets, they getting right? No.
Say what?
They will never be fucking good.
Nah, the Jets gonna always play.
As long as
the Patriots always give you good, they gonna give you good games against the Patriots.
As long as the Patriots are a franchise, the Jets will never go anywhere. As long as this earth is still in one piece. The Jets aren't going anywhere.
Let me ask you guys about another player. Arian Foster, what are you guys doing with him this year? John, I'll start
retire. Staying away from him.
Retire.
John, what you thinking, man? Arian Foster.
If Arian Foster falls to maybe the eighth or ninth round for me, I'll go ahead and grab him. I mean, other than that, I'm not interested. Too much of a risk, you know, with him. And I'll hopefully have my running back roster filled out by then anyway.
Right. So you wouldn't even take throw a flyer his way.
He just have to, if he falls to me late, you know, I'll grab him. But other than that, I'm not interested.
What you feeling about Jay Ajayi? Same scenario.
Exact thing. Round 8 or 9.
Right.
I want to ask y'all a question because y'all are more experienced in fantasy than me. Mm-hmm. What's your first pick? What position you go for?
It really depends on your draft pick. If you first, then you got to go with quarterback. If you pretty much first through, I mean, quarterback, running back. If you anywhere from like first to fifth, you typically got to get a running back. I mean, if you go anything after that, you probably can go for one of the elite quarterbacks, maybe, or the elite receivers. But and it just really depends on your strategy. Please.
I don't really go for like running backs first. Probably get like a weak running back. I always rely on my defense and my wide receivers.
Because you also have to pay attention to what type of league you're in. Like, I play in the league with Terrence, and we don't have a flex spot, but there's 3 wide receivers and 2 running backs. So you really should go wide receiver heavy in that league. You know, being that you don't have a flex, you're going to want 3 strong wide receivers in those spots. Mm-hmm. So you also got to look at the type of league. And then, you know, you also have point per reception league. So
you
have guys that are going to handle the ball a lot. So it just really depends on the league, how you're going to
put one more advice question. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with bye weeks?
Well, they don't matter to me. I'm still going to grab the best available player on the board regardless.
Yeah, I mean, depending on your players, if you think, like, if you pick a Tom Brady or let's say an Aaron Rodgers, and that person, you know that's who's going to be your money maker, you need to plan for that 1 week that he's going to be out. You need to really plan for that, because other than that, it's going to be rough, because that's going to be a majority of your points out. Like, yeah. If you got an Aaron Rodgers and a Jordy Nelson that week, a lot of your points going to be gone, so you probably want to think about that.
Usually what I do is I want to try and grab like the best 2 quarterbacks that I can get, and like so I'm well prepared for a bye week.
Are you sleeping
here? I feel y'all now.
Like the thing is that when it comes down to me drafting, like I really don't have much of a strategy. I try to get the best available.
Right.
And sometimes I shouldn't do that, because there are like a few sleepers that I want to get, but I try and get the best available.
But then
there's always a week. There's always this 1 week where all of my best are gone, and then I insert the lineup that is best available for me, and I'm always fucked up. That's why I ask.
Here's what I've been doing.
Off their last year's stats?
That's what I do. And I hear it's not the best. That's not the best strategy.
Well, yeah, to me it is.
Here's what I've been doing. I look at the board. I see who's there. I don't draft 2 tight ends. I figure you can get somebody in off the waiver wire for the tight end spot during the bye week. But I do draft 2 quarterbacks, and guys I've been getting in pairs has been Drew Brees and Derek Carr. One has a bye week in week 5, the other one has a bye week in week 10, so I feel pretty safe with pairing those 2 guys up. So that's what I've been doing, making sure that I got 2 good quarterbacks. That way it protects you from injury as well as the bye week.
Go ahead.
With the bye week, I also look at, like, for especially with the quarterback, that's definitely one. If I know I got a strong quarterback and providing injuries, if I got Carson Palmer. I know Carson Palmer is going to be my quarterback every week. So that bi-week quarterback I'm looking for, I'm probably looking at the matchup. I'm like, okay, well, it might be a Matt Ryan because Matt Ryan playing against the Browns that week at home. So if I got a solid quarterback, I know I'm only going to need him for that 1 week. I'm going to need that. So I'm going to go with who probably has the best matchup that week that's available.
Sort of the strategy I'm going to take this season is I'm going to try my hardest to get Tom. That's the thing. I want Tom.
Smart man.
But I also want a quarterback that I know I can use for 5 weeks out of the season. First 4 weeks and then the bye week that Tom has.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what I want to do.
Right. Makes sense.
Yep. Yeah, you probably have a good luck getting Tom. A lot of people may stay away from Tom just because of the weak foot. Smart players out there take him in late first, early second to have him.
If I can get Carson Palmer and Tom Brady, that would be spectacular.
Good luck on
that. If you get both of them, that means you pass up on some good players.
Oh, yeah.
If you get both of them right behind each other, you passed up on some premium players to get them two quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're only going to need that backup quarterback for one. If you get a Blake Bortles for your bye week, I mean, you just need him 1 week. That's how you got
But the thing is, I'm not going to be using that backup for 1 week. I got to depend on a backup for 5 weeks. Bye week and the first 4 weeks, Tom is out.
But that's why you got to trade. I probably wouldn't depend on a strong quarterback to depend on him for 4 weeks. I would depend on the rest of my team for 4 weeks. Like, I would build a strong, because if you try to build for 4 weeks, you're going to waste a good player by trying to go after two elite quarterbacks. Like, I would be building make sure my wide receivers and my running backs are strong rather than making two strong quarterbacks.
Right.
You know, I was gonna pay for ESPN's Insider, man. Fuck all of that.
Y'all are good at this shit.
No, man. Y'all are really good.
No, you got too many people here who've been playing. John, how long have you been playing fantasy?
Well, this will only be my fourth year. I mean, I won one championship, but yeah, 4 years in. I mean, and I really enjoy it. You know, I have a good time with it every year.
I've been playing about 8 years. Terrence, how long have you been playing fantasy, man?
I'm going to tip out there and say it's between 8 and 10. I really want to lean on the 10 side.
Okay.
I mean, out here, I know who got cancer. You know, he talked about me, mocked me for about 2 years prior to him actually starting to play. Now he in two quarterback leagues.
Hi, Ty. How long have you been playing fantasy, man?
Oh, 5 or 6 years.
Okay. So you got too much knowledge here, man. Don't do that. Don't spend that money, dude.
What's y'all's opinion on FanDuel and DraftKings?
I gotta say this.
That's it.
To my boy John. John is the master of FanDuel. John, you are the master.
Really?
Yes. John is the master.
What?
Because I'm inclined to believe that shit like that is a fucking ripoff.
No, it's because I paid $20 from there before.
$20? Yeah, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Tell them how you
see those commercials. They say that you can win thousands.
Tell them how you did it, John.
I mean, the most I've ever won is 100 and something at a time. You know what I'm saying? But I've won FanDuel, you know, a good bit of times. You know, enough times to keep playing. I mean, there's really no method to it. You have to just, you know, fantasy is a lot of, just as much luck as there is skill, you know, because it's so unpredictable. You know, you just got to know who's hot and play your matchups. I think that's probably one of the bigger tips I could say.
Yeah. And don't sit your studs. Don't sit your
never,
studs.
You know,
when you're playing a FanDuel, some people might have the same, you know, you might have the same lineup as somebody else, but that one person might have somebody that's, it's crazy. I like playing.
I know you
know what I'm saying, right?
What you mean is, like, let's say you're losing by 10 points and you have Mark Ingram, but the guy who's beating you by 20 points, you guys had the same quarterback. So if Mark Ingram doesn't make up that difference, whatever that quarterback does, it don't help you because the other guy got the same quarterback. So.
But you want to know why I think it's a ripoff?
Why is that?
Because there was this one week, had to be a year or two ago. It was like it was a day where they had four games like basically on TV, right? Because they had a London game, right? So I remember it was probably the Jets and the Bills. So picked my lineup and everything, right? I watched the games and I look at my FanDuel, my lineup, and I'm kicking ass. Like I'm winning all of my leagues, right? Like I'm up to like $40. I'm feeling good. 1 o'clock game hit, and I took a nosedive.
That's a nosedive.
And I swore I would never play FanDuel again after that. And then I saw that last week tonight piece that they did on FanDuel, and that affirmed why I'm never playing that shit again. Because all of us, all of us will play, and we won't win. But then there's this fucking nerd sitting behind a computer with an Excel spreadsheet, and he's winning up the ass.
Care to comment, John?
I mean, the odds aren't really with you in FanDuel because there's so many different lineup combinations. I mean, and you know, with the roster spots that are available, you know, you may fill it up with 1 o'clock players. And, you know, be sitting pretty after those 1 o'clock games are up, but then 4 o'clock game kicks in, and then that $400 becomes $250.
Yeah. I mean, the dude that's winning, he hardly watches football. He bases his shit off of Excel spreadsheets, and he's got stats for everything, like the amount of crowd noise, the weather. This and just all stats for a bunch of shit. So he's telling me that this fucking nerd wins $1,000 and shit, and he hardly watches football. But me, regular average Joe, sitting on my bed in my jersey, I only managed to win $40, and then after 1 o'clock, I got nothing. It's bullshit. It's a fucking ripoff.
Oh, what? Do you play the 50-50 games?
I tried to play the thing is like I tried to play like the like I play the $1 I play the $1 like $1 games, $2 games, them kind of shits.
Start do increase your odds of winning.
Yeah,
in the those bigger tournaments.
It's a fucking
right. Aren't as large.
It minus the lottery. It's shit.
I mean, you might start out better, man, and do a better job of just going in smaller rooms if you feel like it. Like, it's a lot of rooms. They fill up pretty quick, but it's only like 20 people.
Right.
But it's $10 per person, but you only compete against about 20 people.
Yeah.
You know, that's quick money there. You know, I like my odds to get playing against 20 people than playing against 20,000 people.
Right.
It costs a little bit more, like, I think we do one, like, a weekly one with just the fellas, and it's, like, $20. And it's, like, 10 people we put in there, and, you know, it's just between us 10 people, but it's $20.
I'm not even going to do it, because that's how college tuition money gets lost, that's how rent money gets lost, that's how food money gets lost. I'm not even going to do it.
Yeah, okay.
What are you going to say to that? All right, guys, before we end things up here, let me go over the Rant EM Network schedule very, very quickly. Live every Monday at 11:30, Top Brunch with Rick Dodd and his crew, followed by every Tuesday at 8 p.m., The Rant with Tony CNAA. Right after those guys, it would be the very last episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks this Tuesday at 11 p.m. Everybody needs to call in and say goodbye to Rage. Rage is going dark. So he says he's going dark.
And let me tell y'all something. This Tuesday, 10 o'clock, we save the absolute best for last. It's guaranteeing. I am guaranteeing this will be the best show we ever put on. And I'm gonna leave it at this. I was blind, but now I can see.
Oh.
And that's all I'm gonna say.
Oh. Every other Wednesday is a new episode of Thumbstick Ninjas at 8 p.m. Be listen to repeats of the show in between. Rant and Wrestling every Thursday at 9 p.m. followed by Turnbuckle Throwbacks every Friday at 9 p.m. Feral Rhea, my boy Scott. Definitely check those guys out. Live every Saturday is This Fine Show, the Wrestling Call-In Show. And then after that, live every Sunday at 5 p.m. is the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer and Jordan Codd.
Well, you forgot about SummerSlam.
Oh, I was about to bring that up because we're a part of that, actually. Next week, we're going to end up doing the NXT post show. Myself, Hightower, Big Tone, we're going to be doing the NXT post show. My girl, Ember Moon, can't stand that name. My girl, Athena, will be making her NXT TV debut.
Let it go, let it
no.
go.
No rage. No rage. I will not let it go. No. Will not let it go. She's making a TV debut, and I'm happy for her. So she's making a TV debut. We will talk about all of that and the rest of that fabulous card. NXT should be good. And then don't forget about SummerSlam the day after that, Sunday the 21st. We're going to be doing a pre and post show on the network as well. So definitely got a lot going on here on Rant 8 and Radio. Fellas, we got anything else before we roll out for the night?
Well, it's the usual. Fuck the Jets. Fuck the 49ers. Fuck the Steelers. Fuck the Giants. Fuck them all. And Roger Goodell can suck the darkest part of my ass.
Damn rage. Damn the hate and the vitriol rage.
Fuck him. Fuck Roger Goodell.
Damn.
I hope someday people show up on Park Avenue and they throw batteries at his fucking head. He's a racist piece of shit, and he has the audacity to suspend my quarterback after fucking allegations. He can go fuck himself. I hope the next thing he eats gives him the worst kind of diarrhea. I hope he gets the worst kind of ass-eating fucking... Just fuck Roger Goodell. Fuck him.
Damn. The hate, period. My friend. The hate, my friend. Is that all? Is that it? Are you done?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm cool.
John, anything else you want to say before we roll out for the night? John, you there? I think John is gone. Yeah, he's gone. Terrence, can anything else you want to say before we get out for the night? I think he's gone as well. Mr. Hightower, anything you want to get out there before we get out for the night, man?
Yeah, I just want to say, don't sleep on Chip Kelly.
We won't sleep on him at all. I want to say thank you to everybody tonight for joining me. We had a pretty good chat, full chat room going on tonight. 14-15 listeners online. I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. We'll be getting back to the wrestling side of things next week. Get your reviews and opinions on the NXT show. Get you ready for SummerSlam, and we'll take it from there. For myself, all the callers, and everyone in the chat, have a good night, guys. Take care.